You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with J.E. Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy hump day. This 3 o'clock hour of Press Row is brought to you by Heavenly Wings, with locations at Brainerd Road and 3rd Street to serve you. Well, it is tradition here on Press Row at the start of every baseball season to bring on Tim Kirchen, the ESPN baseball analyst who's known as much for his laughter as he is his baseball knowledge. We always enjoy having him on. Tim, how are you today?
I'm well, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Look, let's start with the Bravos right down the road in Atlanta. We know they've blown things up, and we've known they're going to struggle. But, Tim, is this going to be a team this year that loses 100, 105, or even more games?
No. 100's a lot of losses. They're not going to lose that many. But they're going to struggle badly, especially early, because of the schedule that they play. And, of course, with the rebuild that they are attempting here. I know what they're doing. I'm 100% behind it. If you're ever going to get any good, sometimes you have to get really bad, and that's the case. And I think the Braves fooled us a little bit with how well they played for about the first 80 to 100 games last year. But I think, unfortunately, the way they finished is more the team they're going to be like as they head in the next year and a half or so. But the good thing is, when they lose, they'll be losing with young up-and-coming players. And when they get good, those guys will be, you know, ready to be good. So it's going to take a couple more years of this. It's going to be a struggle.
All right, that was my second question, because obviously, Tim, these moves have been made in order to kind of set the Braves up to be competitive next year in their new park. But you're kind of saying this may be more like the Houston Astros that we've seen, because that was more of a two-year turnaround. I mean, you don't see this year's roster, I mean, the Braves next year competing in the East, do you?
No, I don't. I thought originally 2017 would be the year they turned it and really started to get good. And again, we're all guessing here, but I would guess it's closer to 2018 with some of the young guys that they have. But it can't be stressed enough that no matter who you talk to in baseball, they all acknowledge that what the Braves have done in acquiring young players is really impressive. From Dansby Swanson on down, the people they've acquired and got pitching in every one of those deals is very impressive. But the warning still is, this is baseball. There's nothing guaranteed about baseball, and this is the one sport, I believe, that you really can't learn how to play on the major league level with real young guys all the time. It's just too hard, and that's what some of these guys are going to have to do eventually, is learn how to hit, learn how to pitch, learn how to play on the big league level, and that is a challenge.
You're listening to Tim Kirchen, the ESPN baseball analyst, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Outside, and Tim, thanks so much for the time. Outside of baseball right now, everybody's talking about the Kobe Bryant farewell tour. It's getting a lot of comparisons to the Derek Jeter one. Is there somebody in baseball today that you could see would be in that position 10, 15 years from now?
Well, sure. I think, well, you have to tell me how long Mike Trout's going to play, because he's 24, 25. Let's say he plays 15 more years, retires at 40. We'll have a special day for him. That's a promise. Bryce Harper will be roughly 38 at that time. My guess is he'll still be playing. But when he's done, we'll have great going away for him also. The bottom line is this. It is a tremendous period, maybe a once-in-a-lifetime period in baseball for all these young guys coming at such the same amount of time. I mean, Trout, Harper, Correa, Manny Machado, and look at all the kids that came up last year and made such an impact. So this is a young man's game now, fellas, and we've seen more good young players come up in the last few years than any 3 or 4 or 5 year period that I can remember.
Along those lines, where do you stand, Tim, in regards to Bryce Harper wanting the game to be more fun and Goose Gossage and the old guard wanting to talk about the ways the game has always been played?
Well, first off, I think Goose Gossage makes a point that's worth listening to. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the five greatest relievers ever. So I think those young people that say we don't have to look and listen to Goose Gossage, I would disagree with that. Now, I don't think you have to say it quite like he did, quite as angrily as he
right,
did.
Right, right.
But he makes some good points that, you know, there is a way to conduct yourself playing baseball, and yet Bryce Harper makes equally good points that the game could use a little more personality. I would agree with that. It could use a little bit more fun and get more young people involved. I totally agree with that. But it's not that easy to do. There's a lot of ways around this, and there are a lot of variables in place. You know, if we're going to start flipping bats and running the bases backwards in the third inning of a meaningless game, I'm 1,000% against that. And that's not what Bryce Harper's saying. But what Goose Gossage is saying is you better be careful how you conduct yourself, because this game is so respected that you have to respect the game. And if you're not willing to do that, you're going to hear from it from the older player.
And David referenced it in your intro. I'm curious, with the schedule change on the ESPN national programming, what makes you laugh harder, SVP's Baltimore accent or Dan Lebatard making Jim Tom Sulo jokes?
Well, I'm really not that easy of a laugh, fellas. I must tell you, though, you know, there are people in the world that make you laugh no matter what. Scott Van Pelt is one of those guys, and we both grew up in the same county in Maryland, and we both grew up about 50 miles from Baltimore, so we both know that accent well, and I can promise you he is the master of all accents, but the Baltimore accent is the best and the funniest thing I think I've ever heard. So I can't help it anymore. I've tried to stop, and I can't. And with the Lebatard stuff, seriously, listen again to all those lookalikes that they
say. Oh, it's great.
They are so beautifully written. They are so cleverly written. I'm not laughing at something that's not funny. I'm laughing at something that is really, really good. So, and I'm also not going to apologize for laughing at something that's really funny or really clever.
Nor should you, my man.
Right, right. I'll take Scott Van Pelt by hair over the lookalikes on the Dan Lebatard Show.
You're listening to Kim Kirchen, the ESPN baseball analyst here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Tim, Yasiel Puig came up in Chattanooga, spent half a year here. He's off to a good start this season. Does he still have it to be one of the top five players in the game? Does he have it between the ears?
I wouldn't go as high as top five players, but does he have a chance to still be a really good player? Yes, absolutely. And I've seen a bit of a difference in him this year. Just last night, for instance, he took a ball off the right field wall. He barehanded it, which is a tricky play, but he hit the cutoff man perfectly. Cutoff man threw the ball to the plate. They got a guy out trying to score from first on a double. And I'm just not sure if Puig does that. Last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he may airmail the cutoff man and that guy would score. Everything I heard about him this spring is he's a slightly changed player, a little bit more under control, not running all the time, not throwing the ball all over the field at all times. And I'm going to say that I think he's on his way back to being a really good player, not a top five in the game, but a really good player, because the talent level is still unmistakable. He's got great ability in three, four, five different ways.
All right, Chattanooga was affiliated with the Dodgers for 6 years, now in its second season with the Minnesota Twins. Last year, Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano start off here. The Twins have a winning season last year, but Buxton and Sano are scuffling out of the gate. Are you shocked that the Twins are off to such a bad start, and what kind of season do you see them having?
Yeah, I am shocked, because one American League manager told me the best team of everyday players, not pitchers, that he saw this spring, the Twins.
Wow.
And the Twins are now 0-7 and have scored no more than three runs in any of those seven games. Only two teams in history have started a season 0-7, not scoring more than three in any of the seven games, the 92 Royals and the 88 Orioles, a team that I covered that lost their first 21 games. And that's not going to happen with the Twins, but their offense has just been horrendous. 7 games, 79 strikeouts, and only 4 home runs. That is a terrible ratio. I fully expect them to turn this around. Remember, that club started slowly last year, but then took off. And I expect that to happen this year.
All right, when we have guests like you, Tim, we love to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. You ready?
Okay.
All right, this first one's all about redemption. I guess it was last year you had the Nationals and Mariners in your World Series. Who you got this year?
I've got the Cubs and Royals.
Favorite food item at any Major League ballpark?
Hot dogs, no matter where the park is.
Who is your favorite Braves prospect?
I'll say Dansby Swanson.
Will the steroids era guys ever get into the Baseball Hall by the writers' vote?
Yes, but it's going to take some time.
What is the best organization in baseball 5 years from now?
The Cardinals.
Do you expect Paul DePodesta to have success in the NFL?
Yes, he was a good wide receiver in college.
Tim Lesson, we thank you so much for all the knowledge you bring. We really do enjoy talking to you at the start of each season. We thank you for the job that you do nationally and for us here on Press Row.
Well, my pleasure, fellas. Talk to you soon.
That sounds great. Tim Kirchen, the ESPN baseball analyst, joining us. We'll reopen the Hardys hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.